Hey guys, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and in this first 30 series, one of the things that I want to do is encourage you to stay the course. I've had six daughters go through their first year of college, and what I've discovered in all of their lives is that your entire world changes. You've got a new set of friends, you have a new set of desires, you have a new set of goals. Everything about your life is being challenged. And to succeed wildly in this first semester, one of the things that I think I want to encourage you to do more than anything is to be consistent with your courage. Be courageous. When Joshua began his ministry career, he faced a huge task. God knew he faced a huge task, just like you do. In fact, we can find recorded three different times in Joshua chapter 1 where God encouraged Joshua to be courageous. Joshua displayed his courage in a number of ways. He faced a number of trials, but I just want to mention three of them. You know what? He had big shoes to fill. How would you feel if you had to fill the shoes of Moses? Each of you guys have mountains that you have to climb. And in this first semester, one of the things that you're going to have to climb is this. I can be courageous and I can face anything that's in front of me. I can do that because Christ said I could do all things through him. But it doesn't feel that way when you're in a new environment, when you have different challenges and you're being challenged in different ways. This is why it's so important to recognize that our walk with Christ needs to be courageous in this season. He had big shoes to fill. You know, it's interesting. He also walked alone through a lot of his ministry. Listen, I want to encourage you that there are times when you're going to feel alone. There are times when you're going to be frightened. There are going to be times when you just think, I can't do this. I want to go back home. I want to return to what I know. But look at it through the eyes of courage. Look at it through the recognition that you really can do all things, that God's plan for you is that he would never leave you, he would never forsake you, and he gave you the gift of his Spirit to encourage you, to strengthen you, and to draw courage out from you. You know what else he faced? He faced opposition. Listen, guys, wherever you're at, whatever school you're at, whether you're commuting, whether you've moved out of town, regardless of all that, here's what I know. You're going to face opposition. You're in that season of life where you're going to have to choose, what do I really believe and what do I really stand for? I want to challenge you and encourage you. Don't forget where you came from. Recognize that God has a plan for you, and part of that plan is that you could overcome the opposition in front of you, and you could truly live with great courage. There was a guy who lived in Scotland. He was confined to his bed for 40 years. He had broken his neck at the fall at age 15. Now think about this. Here's a guy in Dundee, Scotland, confined to a bed for 40 years because he broke his neck in a fall at age 15. But his spirit remained unbroken, and his cheer and courage inspired people that he enjoyed this constant stream of guests that wanted to come see him. One day, a visitor said, "Doesn't Satan ever tempt you to doubt God?" And he replied, "Yeah, oh yeah. He does try to tempt me. I lie here and see my old schoolmates driving along in their carriages, and Satan whispers, 'If God is so good, why does he keep you here all these years? Why did he permit your neck to be broken? What do you do when Satan whispers those things into your ears?'" This is what the guest wanted to know. He replied, "I take him to Calvary, show him Christ, and point to those deep wounds and say, 'You see, he does love me,' and Satan has no answer to that. He flees every time." Listen, my friend, be a person who displays courage in the midst of the trials in this, your first 30 days. We'll be back tomorrow with another first 30. Hang in there. Don't forget to send me a text or send me an email if I can ever help. You can text me straight to my cell number. It's 404-433-7851. Or just send me an email, chuck@sugarhillchurch.com. God bless you. Hang in there, guys.